by myself to batch, and after five straight nights of TV, I was ready to scream. So I called up this beer-drinking buddy of mine and said, "Hill, I ain't having a real good time." He said, "Why don't we go to wrestling matches? Let off a little steam." The main event was the fighter from parts unknown with his trusted partner, the Blue Cyclone. They were taking on a team that never had been beat. Now, I'd never seen the matches before, and the crowd was backed up, plumb out the door, but me and old Bill lucked out, got ringside seats. Well, then they rang the bell, and all hell broke loose. My legs were shaking like a rubber goose. I'd never seen anything like this, not even in the water. The Cyclone put the bug through an airplane spin, then his body slammed him, and he did it again. I swear I didn't see how that old boy could take much more. It was right about then, in the thick of things, my buddy Bill threw a chair in the ring, and that's when I knew we'd better be heading for the door. Cause I saw the Cyclone looking at us, and he's rubbing his head and starting to cuss, and I knew if he caught us, he'd break Bill's neck for sure. Well, where we parked wasn't too far, and Bill ran so fast he beat me to the car, locked the doors, and wasn't about to let anybody in. And I turned around, and the Cyclone was there, and he said, "Hey, punk, you forgot your chair." By the look in his eyes, I knew the distance was in. Then he body slammed me two or three times, and he put his arms around me from behind, and he piled on me right there in the hard concrete. Broke both my arms, three of my ribs. It's the closest I've ever come to being killed, and that's the last thing I remember before he put me to sleep. Just thinking, I believe I could have took him if I hadn't been drinking. The next time we meet, I won't be on no bed. Cause I hadn't been the same since we had that fight, and I see that Cyclone in my dreams at night. I'll never be satisfied till I get revenge. So I called up Bill and told him the plan. All he said was, "Right on, man, I'd do the same darn thing if it'd been me." It all happened quick when that car door slammed. It must have broke something. The door lock jammed. He was already down. He's gone. Time I got free. Bill said, "Mister, think about taking him again. I know two old boys that weigh 15. They take on a grizzly with a switch in the woods at night." Well, we talked it over. They said they were willing. They'd stop at nothing short of killing. Said, "Oh, squeal back, you long as you want to fight." So we all went down to the Hammerlock Bar to hang out with all the wrestling stars and waited for a Blue Cyclone to hit the door. Well, after a while, he finally appeared. He sat down at the bar and ordered a beer, and he barely took a sip before he stepped to the middle of the floor. I yelled, "Hey, Cyclone, remember me? I'm the guy you put to sleep, only this time you can see I'm not alone." You see them two big dudes over there? The Cyclone looked at overwear, and I turned around, and I'm a son of a gun, they have gone. Well, the Cyclone looked at me and grinned. He said, "Okay, punk, here we go again. Seems to me that some guys never learn." And then he waded through them tables and chairs, put a full Nelson on me, and grabbed my hair. And when he threw me to the floor, I was starting to get concerned. The next thing I remember, they had carried me in, and the doctor said, "Oh, no, you again?" I said, "Doctor, how long do you think it'll be this time?" He said, "Boy, if you don't leave the Cyclone alone, one of these days you ain't going home. You'll need the Undertaker services, not mine."